from the GPB newsroom. I'm Taylor Gant. A bipartisan group of Southern senators held a press conference yesterday imploring Congress to pass a bill that includes disaster aid for farmers impacted by Hurricane Michael. Republican David Perdue of Georgia says relief is taking too long for people trying to recover from hurricanes, floods, and other disasters.
This Hurricane Michael hit exactly in the week, literally the week of harvest for a number of major crops. And it totally destroyed much of the Georgia economic engine called agriculture.
He was joined by Georgia's other senator, Republican Johnny Isakson, Florida Republican Rick Scott, and Alabama Democrat Doug Jones. A deal seems unlikely to happen soon as lawmakers continue to fight over how much aid would go to Puerto Rico. A Georgia bill aimed at keeping schools safe in the wake of mass shootings across the country has raised concerns among lawmakers and activists who are urging Republican Governor Brian Kemp to veto the measure. Critics of the proposal delivered a petition to the governor's office yesterday, saying vague language requiring schools to report suspicious incidents to authorities could lead to racial profiling and over-policing. Democratic Representative Renita Shannon said a simple schoolyard fight between students could lead to a criminal record. Conversely, Republican State Senator John Albers says the goal is to identify problems before they happen. The measure also mandates that public schools receive threat assessments and conduct regular response drills. A Gwinnett County jury has sentenced to death a woman who defended herself throughout her murder trial. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Jurors who convicted Tiffany Moss of starving her 10-year-old stepdaughter to death never saw the pre-trial motion describing damage to Moss's prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain where decision-making happens. Robert Dunham is the executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center. He says had the pretrial judge found the brain damage evidence of her mental incompetence, Moss would have been assigned a lawyer at trial. Instead, jurors had no explanation for Moss's decision not to cross-examine witnesses or put up any defense. Dunham says that likely left jurors with one interpretation.
They are much more likely to believe that they're looking at a monster who needs to be sentenced to death.
Moss's is the first death penalty sentence in Georgia in 5 years. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.